Yeah. E-commerce.
If you need help with e-commerce, but don't have time, call e-commerce hotline. E-commerce hotline. If you need help to make your store shine, call e-commerce hotline. E-commerce hotline. 888-499-3266. 888-499-3266. Wanna see you win? It's time for you to shine. Call e-commerce hotline. E-commerce hotline.
The e-commerce hotline. Brought to you by Bmeyer.
Hello and welcome to the e-commerce hotline podcast, special E-Tail West 25th anniversary edition. I am your host, Meir Bianchi, founder of Bmeyer. What is Bmeyer, you ask? Bmeyer is a web development and e-commerce solutions agency based all the way from Brooklyn, New York. That's right. Brooklyn is a great place to visit, great place to live, and we love Brooklyn here. But I'm not here to talk to you about Brooklyn. I'm here to talk to you about Palm Springs, California, because I have with me, reporting from the scene, Ed Kennedy from Adobe Commerce. Now, Ed is an e-commerce strategist at Adobe, and he has spent over 12 years in e-commerce in both consulting and software. During his career, Ed has overseen more than 200 implementations of e-commerce solutions for leading retailers, manufacturers, and distributors. Prior to joining Adobe, Ed was a product strategy director at Optimizely and held previous executive positions at global e-commerce consulting firms and agencies. Welcome, Ed. Now, can you tell me what the temperature of the conference at E-Tail West is like today? How is the energy in the room?
Well, it's just great to be here. There is so much energy. They've got a great theme this year. We're having a great time. It's so important to be here because this is where retailers and brands and all of the vendors that support them come together to share ideas, best practices. You're kind of always on the hunt for that little nugget, that little idea that you're going to take back to your office and actually implement over the next 3 to 6 months.
Thank you, Ed. Now, what sessions are you most looking forward to and why?
I'm really looking forward to some sessions with the top retailers, like Target is here. A variety of other retailers are going to be sharing some of their best practices. Personalization is such a big theme, so I always try to find sessions that are more focused on practical advice on how to use personalization strategies. And Adobe has our own session as well. We're going to be talking about payment services and how we're driving transformation through checkout. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one as well.
Are there any companies leading the charge at E-Tail West whom we should watch?
I think we should watch out for what Lovesac's going to be sharing about with their overall omnichannel retail investments and what they're doing with personalization. The Wine Enthusiast Company is also here, one of our Adobe Commerce customers. I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say. They're just great sessions overall, from big retailers to smaller, more regional and niche brands. So it's just a great mix of different companies that you can come and find best practices from.
Is there anyone whom you are most excited to meet and chat with some more while you were there at E-Tail West?
What happens here at E-Tail is that we've got a lot of the Adobe Commerce user base that attends to learn best practices from the industry and from us. So I'm looking forward to some of the fun events that we're doing in the evening to connect with our retail and brand customers. And also a lot of the partners that implement Adobe Commerce are also here. So it's a good mix of our solution partners, our technology partners, and our customers all coming together. I think those informal conversations is really where the magic happens. There's great conversations on stage, great material to learn, but I also think it's really important to get face-to-face time.
If your job was to make me wish I was there, let me tell you, I wish I was there. Nothing like the cold confines of New Jersey to really make a man wish he was at Palm Springs. Now, on a more serious note, from your observations on the ground, what are the top three trends or innovations in e-commerce that you believe will shape the industry over the next year, and why?
I think we're still trying to get all of our customer data organized. I think that's just a key trend and a key theme. It's easy to say, it's harder to do. So you've got to be able to get all of your customer data into a single customer data platform and then start activating that in all of your channels. If you're not getting that single view of the customer, it's absolutely paramount that you look into that, especially with third-party cookies going away and with just the overall complexity of the tech stack. You've got to get that central data. I think omnichannel retail is another big trend, just best practices and how we do click and collect, buy online, pick up in store. There's lots of opportunities even for direct-to-consumer brands to find pop-up stores and create omni-channel experiences, not just web platform. And overall, we're seeing some new entrants into the space with B2B wholesalers, B2B distributors starting to do direct-to-consumer because the cost to entry is so much lower. You can quickly spin up a new e-commerce channel and test out selling direct-to-consumer. So lots of brands and retailers have new entrants to keep in mind and keep their eye on.
As an e-commerce strategist with a long-term background deep in the industry, what sectors of technology are you paying the most attention to right now?
Well, I think there's a hype cycle, obviously two big hype cycles happening right now, one with Gen AI and one with augmented reality. So the Apple Vision Pro has definitely captured a lot of people's attention, so has Gen AI. But when I talk to retailers and brands, they're not necessarily seeing the immediate application that's in the core of their business. So I think everyone's kind of in a wait and see mode to see exactly what Gen AI and what AR experiences are really going to come to market standard for the consumer. So that's definitely an area I'm watching.
Now, Ed, 2024 is shaping up to be a defining moment for both e-commerce and the world at large. What are some of the biggest challenges facing e-commerce businesses today, as highlighted by the discussions you are hearing in Etail West, and how are industry leaders proposing to tackle these challenges?
Rising costs, slower and smaller teams. That's really where you've got to be successful. You only have a certain number of people on your team, and maybe through your extended agency and partner network. So every team is looking how they can get the most out of every single merchandiser and marketer on their team. And they're getting stuck behind legacy technology or old processes or not having data in the right systems. So internal team productivity is absolutely important. I was just talking to a brand yesterday about how they're shifting from kind of a traditional team structure to a true product-led growth structure, where they've empowered their teams to really deliver new features on their e-commerce channel independently of the other teams and deliver the best search experience, the best mobile experience, the best checkout experience, independent of some hierarchical model. And that's allowing teams to move faster. So I think you've really got to look at your individual team and how you can maximize their productivity inside of the complicated and fragmented tech stack that most brands are running.
What do you see as Adobe Commerce's biggest opportunity in the market in the year 2024?
I think our greatest opportunity is to continue to help retailers and brands deliver the best experience through their e-commerce channels. I'm particularly excited to see how some of our retail clients and brands like Hanesbrand are using some of our new storefront technology to deliver lightning fast websites, because speed is still such a critical part of delivering a great experience. So site speed is some new tech that I'm really excited to see our customers start using, along with all of the other composable services that we're adding into our stack, whether that's payment services, our search solution, our product recommendations engine. All of those things are really easy to plug and play into our platform. And I'm always excited to see customers start to uptake those features and see the results.
If you need help with e-commerce but don't have time, call the e-commerce hotline. If you need help to make your store shine, call the e-commerce hotline. Your store needs improving, don't deny, gotta call e-commerce hotline. Call 888-499-3266, your store will be fine. 888-499-3266, make your store shine. E-commerce hotline, e-commerce hotline.